This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now. Love to have you join our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial with your question. The telephone number, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz of Class Financial if you've got a question. Don't forget, you can learn more about Class Financial on their website, classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Class Financial. It will be complimentary for you. All you got to do is give them a call, set up that appointment, 608-442-5637. I mentioned the website. I didn't mention all the great features, and there's a couple things I'll mention. There's so much more to it as well. You can learn more about Class, the team, their separate divisions. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can subscribe and listen back to the podcast. You can check out the cool pictures. You can see where Class Financial is serving people across the country. Again, that and so much more, all at classfinancial.com. Check them out online. And again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. As mentioned, joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Malia, how are you doing this morning?
Very good. Happy to be here.
Are you a fan of the fall? By the way, you're a fall fan,
oh,
aren't you?
Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah. Those leaves falling down. And in one day, yesterday, I could see the leaves on the trees one color.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding you. By the afternoon, they were a different color. Oh. That is amazing.
Yeah, it is. And there is something great about this time of year. And it's as we talk about enjoying life and enjoying times of year, nothing better than retirement as well. And joined also this week, a familiar voice, our good friend Eric Schwartz is back. Eric, how you been?
I've been good. I'm glad to be here today and hopefully enjoy this fall weather as long as it'll last for us.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want to get into that SN. Although some people are waiting, love snow, and you know that first snowfall is always fun. So we've got an important question this morning, a great question. It involves, and I know it's a very popular conversation, involving Social Security benefits and questions people may wonder about is, should I be taking it at 62 or hold back? We'll get some details and some of the considerations you should be making if you're making those decisions. And I will say, lucky you, what a great opportunity you have. As we talk this morning with Eric and Malia, as mentioned, the phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The website as well, classfinancial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637 for Class Financial's office right here in Madison. And before we start talking Social Security this week, one of the great things that goes on this program each and every week is the Class Quiz Question of the Week. This week, no exception, a chance to win a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to Dick's. Again, that's from our friends at Class Financial. Listen closely to the program. Typically, both the question and answer come up during the show to the Class Quiz Question Week. We'll tell you exactly how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. And before we talk Social Security, as mentioned, let's take a look back at last week's program, do the Class Quiz Question Week, at the question and answer from that show as well.
Yeah, so last week I think the topic was even more exciting than this week's because we were discussing early retirement.
Yes.
So lots of listeners called in for our prize. The question of the week was, true or false, in general, if you withdraw funds from your retirement accounts before the age of 59 and a half, you'll trigger an IRS tax penalty of 10%. Grant of Madison was first to call in with the correct answer. The answer was true. So make sure you know what you're doing before you just start distributing money out of those retirement accounts, because you don't want a surprise from the IRS. So thanks for listening. Listen carefully for today's question.
And as you mentioned, Malia, it's a great, I think a lot of us daydream about that day and having that option.
Not you.
No, never. Never. So it's a great opportunity to listen back at the podcast, classfinancial.com. That's classfinancial.com. So today we are going to be diving into a pretty big question that a lot of folks ponder, which is, should we grab our Social Security benefits at 62, or is it better to hold back for a while? What do you need to know to make this call, Eric?
Yeah, you said it, Sean. This is a really, really popular question and something we spend a lot of our days talking about with clients. We've talked about this before, too. Social Security is a critical part of retirement income. And in some cases, for some people, it's the only source of income. So it's really important that we're thinking this through before jumping into drawing benefits. So first of all, there's a difference between when you're first allowed to draw benefits and when you can claim your full retirement benefit. So you can begin collecting Social Security as early as 62, but you can also wait until you're 70 or even collect anywhere in between there. I think we hear from people a lot, they almost think that there's like, you know, certain finish lines where they can draw it. Well, I can only draw it 62 or 65, but you can draw any time in between 62 and 70. Now, the earlier you draw benefits, the smaller your monthly check's going to be. And that's really because you're just stretching those benefits over a longer period of time compared to somebody who waits until they're, say, 65 or 70. Now, if you're wondering how much you're going to be getting from Social Security, we've said this before too, SSA.gov is an excellent resource for all things Social Security. So you can set up an account there and you can get a current estimate of your future benefit based on your earnings history that's, like I said, personalized to you. But your benefit is a function of your full retirement age or your FRA. And if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. Now, for those born between 1955 and 1959, it's 66 and some number of months. And then for everyone after 1960, it is age 67. So your full retirement age or your FRA, this is when you can collect 100% of your benefit. The right time to actually start Social Security, this really depends on your unique situation. In some cases, we like to see clients hold off at least until they hit their full retirement age, but there can be reasons to draw earlier, and as we'll talk about, many people do. But you can also delay your benefits beyond your full retirement age. You can, if you wait beyond whatever that FRA is, whether it's 66, 67, or somewhere in between, waiting beyond that provides you with what are called delayed retirement credits. So these credits increase your benefit by up to 8% per year until you begin receiving benefits or until you reach 70. So sometimes it can actually make sense to hold off collecting your Social Security benefits, even if it means tapping into some of your retirement investments, because that guaranteed 8% benefit increase is pretty tough to beat. I think Malia and I think we're pretty good at our jobs, but that we certainly can't guarantee that.
Really interesting stuff this morning as we're talking with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Some great information in this week's program. Don't forget, if you ever miss part of the show, you can listen back right at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Eric, you mentioned age 70. Why is age 70 so important in this conversation? I'm sorry about that, Eric. Why is age 70 so important in this conversation?
Oh, sorry, John. Okay. I lost you there.
Sorry. You mentioned the age 70, and that I know a lot of things we talk about. Oftentimes, the answer is it depends. Age 70 is a pretty clear one in this conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. There's almost no reason to wait beyond age 70 to start collecting your benefits. I'm sure someone can come up with a really, really out there reason, but in many cases, it's pretty straightforward. You want to get started at that point.
They love the government and they want to give the money back or something. I don't know. There has to be some reason, I'm sure.
Yeah, someone will have one.
Yeah, there will be. But really important numbers, important dates, and of course, great website, SSA.gov. Speaking of fantastic websites, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, all I got to do is give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You may be wondering and asking yourself, how exactly do they figure out what Social Security benefit will be? It's different for everyone. Well, how is that calculation made? We'll get the details from Malia. We'll take your call next as well as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone lines are open for you if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. sfinancial.com, and the telephone number 608-442-5637. That's for their Madison office. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. And to get on the air, it's the old-fashioned 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So as we're talking this week about Social Security, I think one of the big questions folks have is how exactly do they figure out what Social Security benefits, what they're going to be, and will they ever go up, or are they set once you claim Social Security? That's where you're at. What do we need to know there, Malia?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first of all, you do have to earn enough credits to even qualify for your own Social Security benefit. I'll talk later about if you don't have the necessary credits, how you may actually qualify on behalf of someone else's earnings history. But what you need to know is that as you clock in your hours and pay your taxes, you do start racking up those Social Security credits. And in 2023, you earn one credit for every $1,640 in earnings. And that's capped out at 4 credits per year. So essentially, if you earn $6,560 this year, you've maxed out on the 4 credits. But just to give some reflection, you know, we look at a credit today is worth $1,840. I was recently started working, so I'm dating myself now. Back in 1980, you received one credit for $290 of earnings. So it's kind of interesting to see how as time and inflation and everything else has changed, you obviously have to earn a little bit more than we did way back then. So ultimately, most people need to earn 40 credits, about 10 years of work to qualify for the benefits. So what's good to know is if you step away from work for a few years, say you're home with the kids, raising them, your record stays in place. And then if you go back to work later, you can be adding more credits to it. But if you haven't hit that that 40 credit mark, and again, you jump back into the workforce, all you need to do is go to ssa.gov, to the website, and look at how to earn credits. Again, there will be a formula, again, in dollars per credit. And again, it will have increased most likely. So assuming you've gotten your 40 credit force, and so that zero obviously slowly, you know, brings down the average. However, jumping back in the workforce, even if you made $5,000, $6,000, could definitely help beef it up. So you want to be careful on being able to understand how your benefit is affected when you do leave the workforce. And then something that everyone looks forward to is understanding that you will become eligible for cost of living benefits starting at the age of 62. That's true, even if you don't start getting those benefits until your full retirement age or even age 70. So this is, again, you know, people listen to things that affect them personally. That's a fact. So most people heard last week that the cost of living increase set by the Social Security Administration, they've announced that they are going to be bumping up everyone's benefit next year by 3.2%. We know last year was, or beginning of this year, was a pretty huge event. It went up by 8.7% for 2023, again, based off of last year's pretty high inflation. So it's not as much as everyone received this year, but it is perhaps good news that inflation has decreased somewhat. So again, just be aware that your benefit is being calculated every year based on what they have looked at for inflationary figures.
That's really interesting stuff. And as mentioned a couple of times, the website ssa.gov has come up. Definitely an important resource there. As we talked this morning with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Speaking of great resources, if you've got questions, we'd love to get you on the air with Malia and Eric. All you got to do is give us a call here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Kloss Financial, great website, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. Hear that term break even point. Of course, I think we're all probably pretty interested in what it is exactly and how we know when that breaking point is. Like, what's that perfect age, Eric, to start collecting Social Security?
Well, as you can imagine, the right age to claim Social Security is different for everybody, because we have to think about not only your Social Security benefits, but, you know, what you have saved for retirement outside of that, any other sources of income you might have, part-time work, pension, and what your spouse might be getting. So it's that part makes it difficult enough, but I think what makes it even more difficult is we're trying to predict how long people are going to live, because Social Security pays us as. But let's talk about what it actually looks like if you claim your benefits early. So we're gonna look at an example here. Let's say that your full retirement age is 66 in 2 months, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to start taking my Social Security benefits at 62. So at that point, you are going to receive 74.2% of your full retirement age benefit. So remember, the full retirement age benefit is when you receive 100% of your Social Security benefit. So drawing early at 62, you're going to get 74.2% of the benefit. Now, if you decide to wait till you're 65, maybe you want to start your Social Security when you start your Medicare, at that point, you're going to receive 92.2% of the full retirement age benefit. Now, even though we know that waiting can make your benefit grow a lot, age 62 is still the most popular age to claim Social Security. That's according to the most recent government data we have. Now, one reason people might draw at age 62 is maybe they're facing an illness, or they have ongoing health problems and they expect to have a shorter lifespan. Maybe people just can't get to 62 and they can't stand the thought of not collecting their benefits. But I want to get to your question about the Social Security break-even age. So we get this question a lot when trying to figure out when is the right time to actually take benefits. So just remember, when you choose to take benefits early, that is a permanent decision. Your benefit is going to stay reduced throughout your entire life. It's not just until you reach your full retirement age. Now, your Social Security break-even age, that's the point in your life when the total of those lower benefits equals the total you would have received if you had waited until full retirement age or beyond. Now, I just heard myself say that, and I know how confusing that sounds. But if we look at an example here, I think it helps illustrate it better. So let's say that you were born in 1960. Okay, so that means your full retirement age is 67. If you decide to start collecting your Social Security at 62, your benefit is 30% less than your full retirement age benefit. So let's use easy numbers here. Let's say your Social Security is $1,000 a month. If you draw at 62, then you're going to be receiving $700 each month for the rest of your life. Now, let's say your coworker, who was born on the same day and they have similar earnings history, but they're a little bit more patient. They decide to wait and claim benefits until their full retirement age, which is 67, so 5 years later. So they're going to get that full $1,000 a month. But for the first 5 years, you're getting $700 a month while they're waiting. They're not getting anything in that time. So during that time, you collected $42,000 and your coworker collected nothing, right? But once they start receiving benefits, they're going to be getting $300 more per month than you. Okay, so an extra $3,600 a year. So the point at which they catch up with you with their extra monthly payment, that is the Social Security break-even age. So in this specific case, the break-even point would be 78 and 8 months. Okay, so it takes you about almost 12 years after your full retirement age. And then at that point, your coworker who waited, they have now gotten more out of Social Security, and they will get more out of Social Security, assuming you live the same amount of time. So if we think about this, for most people, if you can calculate that break-even point and, you know, it's somewhere in that 11 or 12 years, which is fairly common, and you're confident you'll live beyond that. I mean, I guess we can only be so confident, but if you have longevity in your family and you're generally healthy, then it might make sense to wait to collect your Social Security until you reach that full retirement age, or even wait longer. On the other hand, if you have health issues, or you don't have a family, start taking those benefits earlier and get as much out of Social Security as you can.
Really fascinating stuff and just a lot of great information this morning. Don't forget, if you ever miss part of today's program or any of the previous shows, you can always listen back at KlaasFinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. Let's say you're in a position where you haven't earned enough credits to qualify for Social Security. All hope may not be lost. We'll get the details next. Also do the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, as well as the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. So much coming up in this next segment as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Klaas Financial online, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637.
This, a couple months ago, a lot of verbiage about spouses, ex-spouses, etc. You can go back and listen to that for more details. But quite simply, to be eligible for your spouse's benefits, you typically need to be at least 62 years old or any age if you're caring for a child who is under the age of 16 or perhaps one with disabilities. In that case, though, you can get benefits based on your spouse's record. But this is what you need to know. If you begin receiving spousal benefits at your full retirement age, which is going to be older than 62, typically you're going to receive 50% of what your spouse would get if they started benefits at their full retirement age. So again, some takeaways today. Remember this, that if you do start benefits early, they're going to be smaller, just like Eric spoke of a few minutes ago. So you know, it's kind of like locking them in, and they are smaller if you're starting them before full retirement age. Now, there's a whole different direction for widows or widowers. So you can actually kick things off by collecting Social Security benefits first based on your own earnings records and then switch to a survivor's benefit later. Or, and this is quite interesting, or you can start with survivor's benefits and switch to benefits tied to your own earnings record, even if you're filing before hitting full retirement age. So, if you're dealing with an ex-spouse's passing, you might be able to get benefits like a widow or widower. We would suggest to dive deeper, check out the survivor's benefits or spouse benefits pages on the Social Security website. Certainly call, make an appointment, either by phone or in person with Social Security, because ultimately you want to get the best benefit at the right time. We would hate to see you lock in a benefit that's not the best benefit you could have. And if you're divorced and you're looking at survivor benefits, here's a scoop. And there's always these little caveats. If you're at least 60 and your marriage lasted a minimum of 10 years, and I know Sean's writing all this stuff
yes.
down. Okay. And you didn't remarry before the age of 60, you may be eligible to claim on your late spouse's benefit. And then we talk about divorced individuals. So you can sometimes get half of the ex Social Security benefits, your ex's Social Security benefits. But there's a catch here as well. You have to have been married for more than a decade, be single, age 62 or older, and your own work record should probably bring in less than what you would get from your ex-spouse's benefits. We, you know, at the end of the day, we just are looking for the best benefit that you could actually receive. We don't want to go through headaches of trying to get something that's worth less than you have, certainly. We had a question last time we discussed this, you know, because some people are married more than once, twice, or three times. So those get really complicated. We would definitely direct you to speak to Social Security to find out what's right for you.
Just fascinating stuff this morning with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Telephone number 608-442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Talked about all the great features on the website. I did mention earlier that there's an opportunity to submit a question to be answered right here on the program, the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Again, you can submit those right online at klossfinancial.com. As a matter of fact, Susan writes in, she says, I'm considering retiring next year as is my husband. Is it smart for both of us to retire the same year?
That's a great question. That's also a big question. So I'd certainly encourage Susan to reach out to her financial advisor and discuss this in more detail. But when I hear that question, it does prompt for me a few things to be thinking about. So if Susan is younger than 65, it's going to be really important for her and her husband to determine how they want to handle healthcare. Because remember, you're not eligible for Medicare until you reach 65. So maybe that's taking COBRA through your future former employer, purchasing insurance on the health insurance exchange, or even looking for a part-time job that maybe offers health insurance. One of the other things I would think about is, does the projected income that you can take from your investments and Social Security, does that actually match up to what would be a comfortable lifestyle for you in retirement? So I think people choose a date in mind for retirement and they view it kind of as, well, I just have to get to that age, rather than viewing it through the lens of, well, by that age, have I accumulated the resources and investments that I need to be able to retire the way I want to? And this, you know, a big piece of this is, you know, how much debt do you have left on the table? Because that's going to steal some of that income to cover obviously liabilities that you have, and limit the lifestyle that you have, at least initially in retirement. But the last piece of this that I would really want Susan to think about is, what do you or your spouse actually want to do in retirement? Do you want to spend more time with family? You want to travel? You want to volunteer? Maybe all of those things. But we see people retire all the time, obviously. And one of the big things that we've come to realize is it's important to have something to retire to. So when people are working, they have a routine, they have responsibilities, they have something to get them out of bed in the morning. And it's not always, you know, the most exciting things, right? But it is something that kind of structures our lives. So as we watch people do this, we've found that people that retire the most successfully, perhaps the most happily, actually have a plan for how they want to spend that free time in retirement. So those are just some of the things I would think about. But again, this is a bigger discussion that I would really encourage Susan to reach out to a trusted financial advisor with.
Great question, Susan. Don't forget, you too can be like Susan. Submit a question right online for a Money in Motion Listener Question Corner at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. We're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dick's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. True or false? According to Social Security, the age that you can collect 100% of your earned Social Security benefit is your FRA, also known as your full retirement age. True or false? 608. First caller, win that $25 gift card to Dick's. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Great chatting with both of you. You guys enjoy this most fantastic of days.
Thanks, Sean.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC. a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.